Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, let's play this Black Ops 2, breaking down the new video game with our reporters. Here it is.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at the Black Ops 2 premiere.
If you've been following InfoWars over the past several weeks, you've seen we published articles concerning the public perception of drones. Let's find out what these gamers have to say.
What's, like, the new coolest thing about this game?
Probably all the new zombies.
I love zombies.
The gameplay on zombies.
It's got to be the zombies.
There's going to be zombies in it.
The zombies are back. I love playing zombies.
My reasoning for being here tonight can be summed up in one word. Zombies.
Nazi zombies.
Playing zombies again.
Everybody loves zombies. What is it about zombies?
It's just fun.
Have you ever heard that the military actually likes to use games like this sometimes to recruit people?
We've heard the story of a 19-year-old who was actually offered a job by the military as a drone pilot because he got a top score.
So they monitor that?
Yes, they do.
When they come knock on your door, I'm Colonel so-and-so, I want to give you a job. Would you take it?
I'm going to have to.
If I could do that, I'd do that today if I could, but not to hurt anybody.
I would love the opportunity.
No, I couldn't do it. I'm not finna hurt America like that.
Man, if I get a job like that, hell, yeah, let's do it. I'm good. Shoot, who I gotta kill?
What do you think about drone use in the real world? What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's actually pretty good. I mean, it keeps our troops safe.
Did you know in Pakistan about 80% of the people killed by drones were non-combatants, pretty much civilians?
No, I did not know that.
Okay.
That's not a good news, though.
I think any level of civilian casualties is unacceptable.
Our military should be able to be, more accurate.
Yeah, I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
You think
it's
that's
pretty messed up?
They're set to release 30,000 drones here over American skies to surveil us. Yes, they are.
Well, I think it's completely unnecessary. I don't see how it's going to make us safer.
That's certainly scary.
It's actually kind of scary sounding.
I think it's wrong, too. Of course I do. Of course I do. But the government's not right. They do a lot of things we don't like.
I don't see any real problem with drones surveying us, per se, because it gives us this kind of sense of security. And I don't necessarily think they're going to be spying in our backyards. And even if they are, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Man, come do it. Shoot. Hell, we get hit.
Like, that'd be kind of cool just as, like, you know, security defense, whatever. But, like, I don't know, someone hacks into them.
It could be just like in Black Ops 2, and they could all turn against us and kill us.
Did you know the University of Texas has actually been able to hack a drone using about $1,000 worth of materials?
Have I heard of that?
Yeah.
Actually, no, I have not heard of that.
That's the main concern. If some kids at, like, UT could do that, I mean, you know, terrorists and stuff, like, what about that?
Now, do you plan to go to school or work tomorrow?
Man, I ain't even going to go to work. I'm just gonna play my game. That's it. And work? I don't work tomorrow.
I do, but I'm definitely going to sleep in.
Yeah, I have class. I have to go.
Okay, so you're not going to stay up all night?
I'm going to stay up all night.
Did you know one of the games they have tonight is a care package that actually comes with a mini drone?
Yes, I was tempted to get that, but it wasn't quite in my price range, so.
Some critics say that games like this desensitize people to the real, you know, harsh realities of war. What do you say to those critics?
I would have to say that their critiques are absolutely 100% correct. We have absolutely become desensitized to vile actions.
We're outside GameStop about to pick up our Black Ops 2 care package in just mere moments. The care package comes with its very own drone, a real remote control drone that you can fly around. Now, you've heard us at InfoWars talk about drones several times, and we basically came to the conclusion that if Big Brother can fly drones on us, we are going to fly drones on them. That's why we have #DroneMob. You can follow us on Twitter to let Big Brother know that, hey, if you're going to keep flying drones on us, we will fly drones on you. #DroneMob for more details.
So we are drones one way or another.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back with Jesse Ventura straight ahead.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, he's the former governor of Minnesota, movie star, TV host on MSNBC, you name it. And he's Governor Jesse Ventura. He was on with us last week. We were talking off air and we're like, yeah, why don't we do off and on weekly updates over the next 7 weeks as the hit show Conspiracy Theory is in its third season. We're going to talk some about that. They were saying last week it's going to be the death ray tonight, Tesla technology, which I do know the FBI came and seized all the stuff after he died, and that the man was a genius among geniuses and made Thomas Edison, look like a novice, like myself when it comes to electronics. And the application of science. I can grasp the basic systems, but certainly not the development of it. So that is what's scheduled to come on tonight, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern. And Governor Jesse Ventura joins us. After he leaves us, I will get into the developments in the economy. Jesse, let me throw a curveball at you here, Gov.
Sure.
As soon as Obama got elected, the economy started accelerating its implosion. But that's what Max Kaiser and Gerald Celente and others said would happen, that as soon as he got in, they'd stop propping up the economy, scare everybody just like they did 4 years ago, to say, hey, give us more taxes. And now they want a VAT and a carbon tax that I know you exposed in some of your shows. But most of it will go to prop up the too big to fail derivatives. You did a big groundbreaking special on the Wall Street Mafia What is your take on this being held hostage that, you know, if we don't give trillions more to the bankers, they'll implode the economy?
Well, you know, I've never worked at that level to deal with the bankers at that level, so I don't have that experience, Alex. But one thing down on the street level I noticed was how right before the election, the gas prices up here in Minnesota just tumbled. I mean, gas dropped nearly $1 a gallon. And as soon as the election was over, now they're going back up again. I found that very interesting that, you know, they've gone up now 20 to 30 cents a gallon back up. And, you know, they fell nearly $1 a gallon before the election.
Oh, yeah. Well, about 4 months ago, I saw the article where OPEC, led by the Saudis, said they were going to increase output to help Obama.
It's a case of that. I don't think it's necessary. I think the same things would happen if Romney would have won. I don't think it makes any difference.
No, I agree with you, but the system wanted to get their people back in, and then they wanted to drop the hammer on everybody afterwards to then say, oh, my gosh, the economy is in all this big trouble. We need to bring in this whole system of more taxes to fix it.
Well, that's above and beyond me. I will say this, though, Alex, on a personal note, I don't know, maybe it's because I'm doing your show so damn much. They tell me now my disapproval ratings on polls are nearly 60%.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say about my show.
Well, I was just saying that I'm unbelievable that I have disapproval ratings of nearly 60% now.
Yeah, Governor, you're looking at that wrong. All politicians, and I know you're not really a politician, more of a statesman. You stand for what you believe. That's the definition of a statesman, trying to help others, not, you know, just help themselves. But Congress has a 9 to 12% approval rating, depending on which Gallup you look at.
Right, but Alex, I've never had a disapproval rating over 20 before. Never. And now I'm up near 60, and I haven't held office for 8 years. I don't even know why I was included in these polls, because obviously they threw me in there because I was rattling my sword about running.
Sure. Well, just to expand on that, a lot of these polls are fraudulent as well.
Yeah, I understand all that.
In fact, I bet you money. I just did a poll last week with Harris. I could go and pay to have a real scientific poll done where I write the questions, just real, very simple. You know, what is your favorable or disfavorable view or unfavorable view of former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura? Just one question put to him, and I bet you'd get 60%+ positive. It's all part of the hatred of government, period. And just anyone even associated with it is at all-time highs, even though you say you don't like either party. It could also be that people get so politicized in the final stretch of an election that you're bashing Republicans and Democrats, both sides then get mad at you.
Yeah, that's true, too, because if you add up the numbers, 60 would be about how many Democrats and how many Republicans there are, because it's roughly 30 apiece.
Yeah, sure, and about 40% call themselves independent.
Exactly. So maybe it just breaks down that way. But I just found it kind of interesting because there was a time when I was governor, my disapproval ratings were single digit, if you could imagine that.
But this is a phenomenon they're seeing where people, it's a depression, and people are disgruntled, and anyone seen as successful is also going to be hated now. Not only are the elite getting very corrupt, the general public, by and large, is becoming more degenerate. That doesn't mean everybody. It's just that segment is, I'm sure you've been out on the street and seen how people act and behave nowadays.
Right. Let's move on to the show or something.
Absolutely. I just wanted to get your take on that. The death ray. I mean, we talked a lot about what your favorite episode is, and I think they're in the death ray. They said last week they were. Notice on the site it doesn't say what's airing tonight. Do you know what's airing tonight?
No, I don't. I just looked at my TV, and I went to the show tonight, and they didn't give any information on what show was airing. But according to last week, it was going to be death ray, so what the heck, we'll talk about death ray. It was, to me, the most interesting show to do.
Give us tidbits of the death ray.
Well, of course, Nikola Tesla allegedly developed one, and then the government came in when he died and took everything he had. And my tie into the death ray is this. Here's my feeling on it. Back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan's main focus was to create Star Wars, which was a system to where if missiles were launched at our country, we would have the mechanism to destroy them in the air before they would ever arrive here by some means, be it laser, be it whatever. Well, they spent billions of dollars to develop this technology for Star Wars, and we never did learn, were they successful? They never came out and told us. It all of a sudden just disappeared. It went off the map, and there was no more discussion or talk about it anymore. So we as the general public were left with, well, did they create Star Wars or didn't they? And it's of my belief, I think, that they were successful and that they have created it. But they're just simply withholding that information from us, the general public, because most of the time, whatever level the government is at in discovering things or whatever they know, they're usually 20 to 30 years ahead of what we know. And the case in point, what's interesting, the way to look at that is, take a look at Star Trek and all the things in the old Star Trek movies that are now reality. I mean, in Star Trek, they had the little cell phone things. Well, now everybody on the planet has a cell phone and walks around with it, just like in Star Trek. And they have all these other things that they show you in Star Trek that I believe that have come to fruition today. They are a reality today, 20 to 25 years later. So by using that analogy, what we know they have today, what do they really have? And in the show, I do an interview with John Hutchinson, who has what they call the Hutchinson Effect. Well, he's a genius, never went to school. He actually told me he worked on Star Wars. And he looked at me and he said the most profound thing to me. He said, do you really believe that people like me haven't discovered anything beyond the jet engine for the last 60 years? Think about that. They want us to believe they have discovered nothing beyond the jet engine for the last 60 years. I find that very hard to believe, Alex.
Well, I agree with you, Governor. And while you've been talking, I put up the earlier mainstream articles about in March when the White House pressured the Saudis to increase oil output. They did. And I pulled up Physics News. The Army has rolled out lightning bolt plasma laser weapons, and it looks just like something out of Star Wars. So, yes, now they are rolling more and more of it. I had Dr. Steve Pachinik on yesterday, who worked at high levels in the government, and he said they're 30 to 40 years ahead with space weapons, what they've told us. And so I think that's part of the governing class's arrogance, treating us like animals, is because they think they're gods now.
Well, that may be, I don't know, but I certainly believe that they're very secretive on letting us know what they do and they don't have, and what capabilities are out there. And, I would say I'm 60 years old now, so what they have right now, I may not even learn about, because I could have shuffled off the planet by the time it becomes regular knowledge.
Well, doesn't under the national security state, wasn't this going to happen since 47, where our money can be taken, unlimited trillions, and then in secret develop underground bases, super weapons, you name it, to where now they're just like, sit down and shut up. The Congress is told by the secret government, the shadow government, sit down and shut up, and they do it. So it's a breakaway civilization is what we're talking about.
Well, again, Alex, you know more about that than I do. I would just tell you that we have the right, if they use our money, to know everything they're doing. That's my opinion.
Well, it's not your opinion. That's law, but now they even ignore the FOIA suits and the rest of it. I mean, it's just out of control.
Yeah, and the only way it's going to get under control is for people to stop electing Democrats and Republicans.
It's almost like the old Greek legends where they said the gods would walk amongst them but had all these incredible powers. Soon the globalists with their sci-fi weapons and stuff will be like gods amongst us, the commoners, but they're still going to be humans just like us with all the rage, all the problems, all the everything. We may end up like Atlantis, Governor, and blow ourselves up.
Yeah. Well, we could. And getting back to the TV show, if it's the death ray tonight, Alex, this is also the most exciting show because, of course, in doing the show, we had a fatality that happened.
Well, we're going to go to break, Governor, and let's talk about more of the death ray straight ahead with former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the GCN Radio Network. Their website's GCNLive.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I was just talking to Jesse Ventura during the break, and he said he was joking about coming on my show being unpopular. He was pointing out that the Minnesota paper here in Minneapolis did the poll. They're always writing negative things about Ventura. But I started obsessing over polls and numbers. I tend to do that. But he brought up the real reason he said he might be unpopular locally. They only publish the sworn testimony of people that admit they weren't even there and weren't witnesses of hearsay that Jesse said he was glad U.S. troops were dying, which I know he would never say. I've been driving along in the car with him when he talks about troops dying and he gets a tear in his eye, and you've heard that on air. He would never say that about Navy SEALs. That's asinine. Why would he be there speaking at an event for graduates and then say he's glad they're dying? I mean, if you really said that in a Navy SEAL bar, you would get your butt kicked. And the point is that, well, you got to tell them, because, I mean, obviously the guy has no witnesses. That's coming out. They just deposed you. And, I mean, make the point you made to me off air, Jesse.
Well, it's this, Alex. I haven't had my due in court yet on that event. He's been spotted all over TV. He went ahead and said all the stuff that he said last January when I was down in Mexico and couldn't even defend myself. In fact, you defended me, you know, which I appreciate. And so I haven't had my day in court yet. And so there could be a lot of hostilities towards me. I can never redeem the fact of the damage he's done. But when I have my day in court, hopefully the truth will then come out and it will resurrect me and maybe my popularity will return a little more.
Yeah, but the Minnesota papers always had it out for you. I'm telling you, I could do a poll and have them 90% in favor of you. So don't let that get you down. But I think that...
bother me, Alex. It just caught me off guard a little bit. I didn't, you know, it's kind of, you know.
No, I know, but getting back to this,
like that.
You notice it was run with military precision. Right when you cross the border, in your RV, it happens. I call you once you get to your place in Baja. You say, this is totally made up. So I had to, you know, get you on via audio Skype to defend yourself.
Right.
But, I mean, look, you have been a major presidential contender. They've done national polls, as you know, showing that you beat people in a three-way race. And you were talking about running, and they wanted to destroy you. And so you've got to defeat this guy in court. And, I mean, I don't want to give away the, you know, the goods here, but I'm not, I mean, if there's any justice, you're going to win.
Well, put it this way, you're exactly correct, Alex, because if it gets to the point where you can lose in court over an event that never happened, well, then this country is, in my opinion, truly lost. If you can go into court and lose over an event that never took place.
Well, he also says in the book six times that he lies.
Oh, yeah. If you read his book, you'll see that he admits to lying on multiple occasions.
Unbelievable. In closing, we'll be back with another 30-minute update with us next Wednesday. Jesse, great idea you had to do these updates, and we appreciate your time there taking care of the family. In closing, more on the death ray. What's the most exciting part of the death ray episode about Tesla coming up tonight? Because this is probably...
I think it's all exciting because I want people to watch the show tonight with an open mind, and I want them to listen to the facts and look at the photographs that we show on this death ray stuff, especially with its tie into 9/11. The most exciting part of the show to me is the segment with Dr. Judy Wood, the physicist from Virginia Tech. That part is just intrigues me beyond belief in this show. But and also the fact that we will give you, you'll see how you can defy with John Hutchinson. You'll see how you can defy gravity, and you'll watch me, Jesse Ventura, alone show you how free energy does exist.
Yeah, I saw some of the footage that you guys had together. I haven't seen the episode yet. And I tell you, this one is going to be amazing. Tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, I'll be watching it. And then we've got the other episodes. Still any word on why they canceled the 8th episode of TSA?
No idea.
I was unable to see Piers Morgan. Were you able to get that out on air?
Piers Morgan, are you kidding? Piers Morgan pulled a sham on me. They said they wanted to promote the show. They got me on, and all he talked to me about was the election.
Amazing. And
that's what they do to you. I had to promote the show. He didn't.
Did he get upset whenever you started bringing up the show when he had you on about it?
No, but I wasn't on long enough. I waited for him to do it. He opened with it that I had the new show starting. And then he went into the election, and by the time he got done with me, I had like 30 seconds left to throw another quick cross promotion out there before he signed me off.
All right. Well, Gov, we'll talk to you again next Wednesday for 30 minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. I'll say bye to you during the break.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. All right. Speaking of Venturas, I got his son coming up next to break down not just the new episode coming out, but the election, so much more. We'll get Tyrell Ventura State, TV director, you name it, in his own right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Alex Jones, about to go to our next guest here. We're going to break down more of the news after our guest leaves us. System announces it will use DNA stolen from babies. I've been reporting that for 16 years. They declassified it 3 years ago. The government takes your blood at birth and puts it in a database and then says they own your DNA when you go in to get genetic treatment later. Federal courts have been ruling. That's how all this stuff came out. I've been told this by a nurse working for the Pentagon. I'll just leave it at that. Back in the mid-90s and did reports on it. People didn't believe it then. Folks, the government thousands of times has killed U.S. citizens and troops in experiments that were meant to be lethal. They murder you. We've been run by wicked globalists, a scientific dictatorship, for a long time. Now they're getting ready to launch Agenda 21, take over the water, the land, everything. Stop being naive. Of course they staged 9/11. It doesn't mean you can't still get upset and fear Al-Qaeda. I know it's fun to do that. It's fun to hate the others. But the thing is, those globalists run those radical groups. It's not that there aren't radical Muslims out there. Okay? Just understand they're using the threat of that to take your freedom, and you are the target in the Homeland Security documents that we've broken here on air. Okay. Tyrell Ventura is our guest here. And I just got to say something about Jesse Ventura before we go to Tyrell. Jesse is a real guy. I mean, he is just a real guy from hardworking, blue-collar, you know, roots with his, you know, dad, a World War II hero. And I know Jesse Ventura now for 8 years. I know him pretty well, and he's the real deal. I disagree with some of his politics vehemently. But the fact that he is real, the fact that he's not corrupt, and the fact that the system always says he isn't real or he's corrupt with no evidence is what makes me mad. Because let me tell you something. I've got a lot of problems. I'm not perfect. The system always tries to say I'm not real or I'm a fake or that I'm betraying someone because they're doing that to you. And they don't want you to know there's real people in this world. And that said, Tyrell Ventura, who's made a bunch of different films, TV shows in his own right, run camera on the last two episodes, done research. He's now one of the hosts and reporters on third season of Conspiracy Theory. And he joins us. And I was just thinking during the break about your dad. I didn't intend to get you on and then talk about your dad. In fact, I didn't even intend to get both of you on the same day. I was going to have you on last Friday, but I didn't set it up. So it just so happened that it fell today. I looked at the schedule and figured that out. Talking about your dad, something I don't, no one's probably ever asked you, or at least I haven't. I've never heard you talk about it. How hard is it for you to watch people say that he went to a Navy SEAL club and said he's glad Navy SEALs are dying when you know your dad? I mean, I know he would never talk like that. And she says the opposite on my show when they lie and say he got pulled over trying to fly out of an airport when he didn't do that. To see the disinformation campaign and to you know, see things like that and to see the system using the ignorance of the population against people. I mean, I know you don't want to talk about the case, but I mean, how has it affected you and your family to see the national news spread all those lies about your family?
Well, anytime you live through, you know, your father being a governor and all the things that are, you know, said in the heat of politics and the smear campaigns and things like that, you develop a pretty thick skin. And, you know, it doesn't affect us as a family personally. You know, I mean, do you like seeing people spread lies and disinformation about your family? No, of course not. But we believe in what we're doing, and who cares what they say?
Exactly. Well, that's my view on it. I'm just so sick of it happening in my own life, because when you look at the piles of crap that are doing it, excuse that term, but that's what it is. It's just, you can't believe there are people this dishonorable who think it's cute and funny when they manipulate people.
It's just the standard tactics that are done in any kind of, you know, political environment. You know, you have to tear down the enemy, or you have to, you know, insult people if you don't agree with them. It's kind of what we've devolved into in our political discourse these days, whether it be, you know, the incident, you know, involving, you know, people saying that my dad said horrible things about the Navy SEALs, which we all know he would never do, or, you know, making up that he being speeding tickets, or, you know, when he was governor and the you know, disinformation and lies were put out then. It's just it's what we kind of devolve into as a society. It's a TMZ culture. And that's kind of what they prey upon, is that people would rather gossip than actually have real discussions about real issues.
Exactly. And it's a way for little people, especially who see themselves as little, they're not really little people, to make themselves better than somebody, is to just claim they're bad so they can feel good. And it's something the manipulators are fully aware of. I want to get into tonight's episode. I know in the promo last week, they were saying it's the death ray tonight, but on the site last time I checked, it's not saying what's airing tonight. Tyrell, do you know what's airing tonight on True TV?
No, it is death ray. Yeah, for sure. As far as I know, unless they changed it last second, but I doubt that. No, it is the death ray episode, which is essentially an episode of an investigation we went into on directed energy weaponry. You know, Nikola Tesla and things like that, and what, you know, kind of he was playing with towards the end of his career. and you know, what became of that energy, you know, what became of that technology and free energy and all of those things that, you know, it's powerful. It's really powerful. This episode definitely shook us to the core, as you'll see tonight. There was some things that happened during this episode that was, you know, was pretty extraordinary, even if they're just coincidence. And it's probably one of the most powerful episodes I think that we've done.
And of course, you're talking about a death that happened.
Yeah. You know, could be coincidence, might not be. I don't know. There's nothing that says that it was anything more than it was.
But he died right after you interviewed him.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, like I said, there's no facts that says there's anything more than just he passed away. But it's still always a very kind of like, oof.
Of course, we're not supposed to talk about what happened last season either. There's been some other, I tell you, none of this is coincidence. It's very creepy.
It's always interesting. You know, when you're working and living in this world, you always kind of, you read the news a different way. You react to things a different way because you never know, you know, and that doesn't, you don't want to be paranoid. You don't want to go around your whole life paranoid and thinking every little thing is somebody, you know, out to get you or is a conspiracy. But at the same time, you have to take a second guess and you have to read between the lines just to make sure that you're not, that you are getting the full facts, you know. But this episode's extraordinary. I really highly recommend people tune in and watch it.
Yeah, no, I think this is the most powerful. And I'll be honest, you know, I said the things I said about David Icke in the last episode, playing devil's advocate of things I'd said in the past, mm-hmm. but saying I think overall it's good that he's getting people talking and opening up their horizons. I mean, I guess you could say I was a critic 14, 15 years ago as they kind of intro me like that. But it was an entertaining episode, but kind of a bummer because I like, you know, both people that are involved with the show. And I know you guys literally did start that David Icke investigation, you know, with an open mind, open heart. I'm sad that it kind of went in that direction. But this Death Ray episode is off the chart from what I know about it.
Yeah, no, it's an extraordinary episode. And again, it's going to be controversial. You know, like I said, a lot of the episodes we did this year might be a little controversial within the world of people that research and follow conspiracies and dig into that world. And I know obviously Reptilians was last week. It was very divisive amongst the community because you have a lot of people that believe what David Icke says and you have a lot of people that don't. And then you had a lot of people, you know, saying, you know, how dare Jesse even look into something like that? But I feel very strongly that you have to look into everything. You can't ignore something, even if it feels, you know, out there fantastical, because there may be some really legitimate, great research being done within the context of that. I mean, do I think that there's shape-shifting reptiles running the world? No. But does that reject the good research that people are doing, even if they go to that conclusion, you know, like Tracy Twyman's research into the bloodlines of our leaders and things like that? That's legitimate, good, great research.
Well, here's my deal. David Icke, people can disagree with some of the things he says. The guy really is genuine in that he believes his research is accurate. Yeah. And look, he said that that Savelle guy was a guy bringing kids to the royal family, and now it's coming out that it's basically true. I mean, I tell you, I wish David Icke was wrong. Because, I mean,
At the same time, though, David brings it to this very otherworldly area, which that's where Jesse, I think, had such a major problem with it, is that you can do great research, but if you bring it to this strange conclusion that is really impossible to prove one way or the other, you know,
I understand. I mean, that's what I said, is that if something's off-world, well, then how do you deal with it? But the way the globalists have already broken off another breakaway civilization under national security with all this high-tech stuff built with our ingenuity and our money, they might as well be aliens. I mean, the globalists are psychopaths. I see a psychopath as alien to the human race.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, it's are they disconnected from the human race in the sense of, do they live, you know, kind of above the law? Yeah. Do they live by their own rules? Yeah. You know, do they care about the rest of us? No. So I think that's really where, you know, you could make that leap, like you're saying, you could make that kind of jump, like you're saying. You know, but it was a great episode. I mean, it's controversial. It was definitely an interesting thing to look into. you know, I saw the stuff I did, and it you know, it made me aware of that world. And, you know, it's like I always say, it's you know, 300 years ago, we thought the world was flat. You know, in another 300 years, we may all be looking at each other and say, wow, Ike was right all along. You know, you never know what you'll discover, you know.
Sure.
And so you always have to leave your mind open at least a little bit, you know, to, hey, you know what, we don't know everything about how this universe works and about how this world works. But at the same time, you know, you have to be there to say, to put the foot down and say, okay, here and now, that doesn't make sense. But,
sure,
you know, it could in 30, 40 years. You never know what we're going to discover tomorrow or the next day.
Tyrell, more tidbits that you can tell us about the episode coming up tonight and why people should tune in.
Well, I know that tonight's episode was really controversial and actually kind of started when Jesse was on your show, what, a year ago or 2 years ago. I don't exactly remember the right timeline when he started looking into directed energy weapons and then looking into Dr. Judy Woods' work. And I know that that really upset a lot of the 9/11 truthers out there, and suddenly they started attacking Jesse and saying he was a sellout and all these things. And you know, my dad's always had the attitude of like, look, I'm going to just do research. I'm going to research these things without a bias until I feel that either they're true or not. And he never likes to be labeled as part of a group. And, you know, one of the things that really upset him is everyone attacking him for looking at Judy Woods' work when he's saying, well, wait a minute, we don't know that it was thermite. We don't know that it was directed energy. But either way, we have to look at all the possible scenarios.
Sure, well, let me explain something to you on that, because I mean, I think people fighting on the Internet, I mean, that's just part and parcel of it. This is much ado about nothing from my perspective. We were talking last week, and you're like, yeah, you know, I know this is a controversial episode with Judy Wood and all. And I am not saying there aren't directed energy weapons. I'm not saying they didn't have all sorts of stuff to demolish those towers. Mm-hmm. We've got them on tape saying, get back, we're going to bring down seven, and
right,
the seven blows up, classic demolition style.
Yeah.
My issue was, if you want to understand this, and not the professor, I've never talked to her, mm-hmm, out of the gates like 5-6 years ago, this was about 6 years ago, I get phone calls from other people going, prominent people, you traitor, you better expose it with space beams.
Yeah.
And you better go with this information. And then it was like a way to wedge the movement. And the media would go with the space beam angle to like try to discredit 9/11 truth. So
right,
I just said, look, I don't know about this, but some of these other professors, some of these other street people in New York and others, I mean, I would go to New York and they'd run up and go, CIA pig, you know, the guy had a foreign accent, get out of there, we know you'll cover up the space beam. And so I was bum rushed and told you better adopt space beam. So I just went, whoa. It was kind of like 6-7
right,
years ago. This guy sent me an email and said, you will cover the Vatican or I will expose you for working with them. And I like sent him an email saying, well, you know, go where the sun don't shine, buddy. So,
yeah,
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, people that want to get on your show, they're like, I'll expose you if you don't have me on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, and it's, you know, Jesse came upon that information, you know, he came upon Woods' work, you know, on his own, wasn't told to look into it or anything like that. He just, you know, someone had said, hey, have you checked this out? And so he read her book and said, wow, this is a pretty interesting, plausible theory in Jesse's mind as he read her book. And I know I had a big problem with it because I would for a long, you know, I firmly believed in the thermite, you know, definition and you know, the good research that's been done that way. Today, as I sit, you know, even after, like I said, you got to watch the show tonight because it's really compelling stuff. Today, I sit kind of at a crossroads because I say, you know, both sides, both alternative theories have some weight, you know.
The point is the official story isn't true, and that's another thing.
The official story isn't true. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, not Woods, but some of the others savagely attacked Dr. Stephen Jones and others when there's evidence of conventional explosions as well, especially Building 7. And see, that's what I mean. It was like a takeover, very aggressive. And so when people heard Ventura say, hey, I'm looking into that side, you know, because of the aggressiveness of that movement,
mm-hmm,
that's why people turned against it.
I got you. Yeah. No, and you know, that's one of the things I think that's so important, especially in looking at people's reactions to these last two episodes. And I think their reactions to tonight's episode is you have to do the research. You have to look into every possible thing before you can discredit something or before you can credit something. And that's what we're trying to do this season, is saying, you know what, on some of these bigger issues, let's look at, like, we've done two seasons with 9/11, and we last season we spent doing 9/11 looking at thermite and looking at the Pentagon. You know, here's another option. And it happened to fall into something we were already wanting to get into, which was Nikola Tesla and the work that he's done and potentially what happened to his work. And so it was kind of an interesting, you know, road that we went down and said, oh, wow, you know, this kind of ties into what Judy Woods was talking about. And then when you see the experiments actually work, it really is it's very kind of chilling. You're kind of like, ooh, that there might be some reality to that. But it's very important for us all when we're doing, you know, when we're investigating these things, is to not fight with each other, to say, okay, well, what information do you have? Okay, that's interesting. I have this information over here. And instead of being at each other's throats, we should all be working together.
No, I agree. People get very, very territorial. But again, minus that person you're talking about, the rest of that crowd, it was very vicious that you will cover this or your disinformation. So yeah. I think then Jesse got in on the tail end of that, kind of the boomerang of people then not liking anybody that you know, was pushing the
right.
Particle beam or directed energy weapon theorem. When we come back, Ty, I want to get your take on the election, where you see America going, the financial meltdown. Then I'm giving the number out, folks, and we'll take your calls and a lot more. All this straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is jam full of key news and information tracking the globalist crime syndicate. Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, locked and loaded. Another hour coming up. We'll open the phones up for your take on the election, The fact that they're getting ready to really hammer the economy down to scare everyone into accepting more consolidation and more taxes. Obamacare, a tax on the Second Amendment, it is on. The fight for the Republic is happening now. We're going to go back to Tyrell Ventura here in just a moment. First off, don't forget we have powerful books exposing Agenda 21 and films exposing it, like Behind the Green Mask, Rosa Corey, that everybody's got to read, exposing the total agenda. It's nonfiction. It is reality. We also have my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, if you want the full story on why they're carrying out Agenda 21. Amazing, almost three-hour film on DVD, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the Obama Deception, dozens of other films, books, all there. And one day left, ProPure water filtration, normally 10% off, the lowest price anywhere. Now 15% off with the promo code WATER15. Either go to InfoWarsStore.com and order right there off the site at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can simply call the number and give them the promo code WATER15 and say 15% off on all the water filtration systems, including ProPure. So that's 888-253-3139. They've got the Traveler. They've got the big ProPure water filtration system, stainless steel spigots, stainless steel body. Blows the competition away. ProPure, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, going back to Tyrell Ventura. In closing, big episode tonight. Look forward to watching it with my wife after the kids go to bed. 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, True TV. What's your take on the state of the country, where this world's going, the drones, the secret arrest, the Petraeus situation, all of it, Tyrell?
Well, I mean, I think we're in the same fight that we've always been in. I mean, everybody asks me, you know, who do you like better, Obama or Romney? And I always kind of looked at it like, okay, I can vote for Gordon Gekko, I can vote for Bush the Third. You know, there's really no difference. You know, you're going to get the same, you know, mess either way. You know, this drone war going on in Pakistan, it needs to be brought to light. I mean, that's really disgusting what's going on there, as well as the NSA in terms of like what they're building in Bluffdale, Colorado as well. And the whistleblowing that, like William Binney, I believe his name is done is pretty extraordinary in that, but we just got to keep vigilant and keep holding our feet, you know, holding their feet to the fire. You know, they've shredded our basic rights and it's a concern, you know. If Obama is the man that he says he is, well, now he doesn't have to worry about reelection. Now he can do the things that he promised initially he would do and be this hope and change and peace president. Well, now you don't have to worry about running again and winning one part of the vote. So let's see it. You know, let's see you make good on your promises. I don't think that'll happen, you know, but who knows?
Now they're going to drop the hammer big time. Listen, it's amazing to see the FEMA camp special killed. Now they're not even going to air the TSA special. Tell us what was in that that people aren't going to get to see now.
It was an interesting episode. I mean, I ended up confronting Michael Chertoff in the episode, which was a pretty amazing moment. And I got him to tentatively admit that what they do at the airport is security theater. You know, that it's not actually really designed to, you know, stop terrorism. You know, the argument back is, well, it's more there just to kind of, you know, show that we're in control and show that the terrorists can't get through. But it really doesn't, you know, it's not really going to solve anything. I wish that stuff could have seen the light of day, because it was a pretty powerful, amazing episode.
You know what? I always save the best to last. Do five more minutes with us, then we'll go to calls. 1 minute break, Kyle. I want to just give you 5 minutes of this next short segment. To sure. Break down, this is news making here, that they did a hardcore, serious episode with scientists on the cancer, on the body scanners, the cancer clusters, the money, confronted Chertoff. That takes big huevos, rancheros, and boom, Time Warner says, not going to air it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.